Today, it is a small town in an area where towns are few and far between. Yet it is a place that was important for years upon years. A place important for many people, and perhaps too many people. That's partly why we know it today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Jane Humphrey Pierce at the Fort Wallace Museum explains, what may appear to be a long way from anywhere was actually a very important place in the country.
This is a very important travel route, and it's important to everybody. It's important to the native tribes, to the Indians, it's important to the traders, and it's important to the people pushing west.
This was the spot where Fort Wallace was established, a site that had long been important to people passing here.
This was an important campground for the native tribes. And also, one thing that's really interesting to know is that there was more miles of running water here in this area than any area in Kansas.
The fort was established in 1865 and soon became known as the Fightin'est Fort in the West.
Well, you've got a very active route along the Smoky Hill Trail, and you've got people pushing to get to the gold fields out in Colorado and wanting to take goods and services and people out there. Then you've got the native tribes whose livelihood depends on it. And so now conflict comes in.
The many competing and infringing interests quickly came to a head once the fort was established.
You've got all these Indian attacks going on the stage stations, on the travelers, on the freighters, and then on the building of the railroad. So Fort Wallace actually was the site of an actual battle right here on June 26th of 1867.
And this site was one that would make history in several ways. I'll explain how next time as we travel the countryside. In Wallace, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.